to understand what's preventing you from being happy is not outside yourself. Okay? To understand that the enemies to your happiness are within, and to take responsibility, you see? To take responsibility and power. And then it's all downhill from there. Then all you have to do is learn the techniques for overcoming your enemies. You know, what are the brass knuckles that I need in the rage in the cage against my anger? And every mental affliction has an opposite. If your problem is anger, guess what? Cultivate patience. If your problem is anger, cultivate patience. If your problem is jealousy, cultivate being happy when other people get stuff. Right? Instead of being upset about it. Jealousy and envy, right? Cultivate being rejoicing about other people's successes instead of resenting them. Every one of the mental afflictions has an opposite. If your problem is pride, and by the way, we all have some degree of problems with every one of these. But maybe like over the course of the weekend, you can think about what your number one enemy is. The number one thing that's keeping you from the happiness that you're seeking. If your problem is pride, cultivate humility. You know, for most of us, it shouldn't be that hard. What is it that you're so proud of? Number one, if it is pride, well, I'm a very intelligent person. I have a PhD. I am a professor. I'm very intelligent. Well, you know, you can think, well, how intelligent are you going to be at 85 years, if you're lucky enough to live to 85 years old, as you're doddering around the old folks' home looking for your room? Because you can't find it. You were down in the, you know, you were down at the cafeteria and then you were trying to get back to your room. You couldn't find it anymore. Yeah? You think that could possibly happen to you if you're, you know, so proud of your intelligence? You will lose it. Of course. Right? If you're proud of your beauty, just wait. If you're proud of your youth, your strength, your vitality, clock's ticking on it, you see. Number one. Number two, there's always someone better, more beautiful, more intelligent than you are. Okay? Always. I learned this really, you know, one of my mental afflictions was pride. Well, is pride. About like, oh, how, you know, I was in grade school. I always got A's. I was the smartest kid in grade school. High school, I, you know, like messed around and I still passed. I didn't have to like even work at high school. I could like, you know, be smoking dope the whole time. Before class in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, we're in there like puffing up. And then we'd like go through the whole day. By third period, we were asleep because the drugs were wearing off. Okay, I still passed high school. I got into college. And in college, I decided to make some effort. I was getting A's. Then graduate school came along. And I went to a very good graduate school because I was so smart, you see. And all of a sudden, I was with people who were at least as smart as me. Way, way smarter, actually. The students. And the professors, like, forget about it. And then I became a professor and I realized that there are a whole lot of professors who are smart, way smarter than me. You see, if your problem is pride, you know, maybe your problem is pride with, you know, about your beauty or something like that. Hang out with beautiful people. That should fix you. Because there's a lot of more people way more beautiful than you are. If you're really proud of your yoga ability, well, hang out with some big-time yogis and see, like, they can do poses you can't even, like, think about. Like, you can't even imagine, you see? No, whatever you're proud of, you know, put yourself in positions where you're the lowest. See? You know, most people who have the trouble with pride are hanging around with people that sort of like are worse than they are at whatever they're proud at all the time, so they can feel better, so they can feel superior. So, you know, every problem's got an antidote, you see? Every mental affliction's got some fix to it. So find out what yours is. My teacher used to say that we're very good at identifying our second worst mental affliction. Because we don't want to admit our first one, you see. We're very good at saying, oh yeah, I got a big problem with anger. When your real problem is envy. See. So if you're a little unclear on the concept as to what your biggest problem is, ask somebody who loves you. That knows you quite well and loves you, okay? Because they'll be kind when they give you the answer. But they will give you the answer. And probably in a more honest way than you are even with yourself. As to what it is that you really need to work on. Okay?